Hey, good morning. We're going to be reading from Acts chapter 8. Just a second. Hey, it's a rainy morning. It's 44 degrees. I'm on a patio under a tin roof. I grew up in a house with a tin roof and an attic fan. It's hard to beat. Okay, here's God's word. Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, verse 26 of chapter 8. Now, angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." And he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning, seated in his chariot, and he's reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he said, "How can I unless somebody guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of scripture he was reading was this: "Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. And who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with the scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here's water. What prevents me from being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they had come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. Hey, may God bless the reading of this word. I remind you that when we read or listen or hear God's word, it will always change us. So blessings to you. A quick blurb. Our new book, The Three Trees, comes out this Monday. This Monday, April the 14th, you'll be able to get it on Amazon. Hope you'll be praying for us as we put the finishing touches on this book that's written for generational relationships of passing on just good common sense and wisdom. Hey, have a great day.